praise the Lord. Luke chapter 5 in verse 1. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, that's the Sea of Galilee, and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so also was James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. When they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. Tonight I want to talk to us about the blessings of obedience. The blessings of obedience. There's some blessings. There's some blessing. God is, he's always pouring out blessings, but there's some blessings that you just can't get unless you learn the lesson of obedience. Amen. Help us tonight, Lord. Amen. Let's pray and ask God just to speak to us. Lord, have your way in us. Have your way in this church. Have your way in this city, Lord. I pray that you'd help us to hear your voice, Lord, to answer your call, to be obedient to your word and to your spirit and to your leading, oh God. Have your way in us, we pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. God bless you. Please be seated tonight. I've got a question. Do they still have pop quizzes in school? They do? They do? I didn't know. I was wondering about that. You know, where all of a sudden they just, out of the blue, here's a quiz. You better know this material. You should have been paying attention. I could just, you know, with today's age of this generation and where it's at, I could see where they don't, you know, maybe allow those anymore because they'd have too many people calling the principal's office and saying, well, you didn't give me the answers that were going to be on the pop quiz and it's not fair and all of that. But pop quizzes. I think sometimes God allows us to have some little tests here and there in life. Little moments, little pop quizzes, so to speak, to show us how we're doing as a Christian. Are we learning what we're supposed to be learning? Are we listening to His voice? Are we studying His word? Are we making progress in becoming more like Him? Sometimes God just lets things happen to kind of show us where we're at and how we're doing. And one thing that will be on that little test that the Lord lets us have will be obedience. Obedience. No doubt there are little words that He speaks to us every day where He gives us direction, where He leads us. Maybe He opens a door for us to test us and to see how our level of obedience is doing. Are we surrendered to Him? Are we willing to listen to His voice and to follow Him? Are we willing to obey? Are we an obedient servant? The Apostle Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, he said, Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. And took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Let this mind be in you, Paul says. You see, Jesus Christ, God manifested in flesh. He made himself of no reputation. He made himself as of nothing, and he took on the form of a servant. He became like us. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Think about that tonight. The mighty God in Christ, he humbled himself and he was obedient, even unto dying a criminal's death on the cross. What a lesson in obedience. And Paul said, let this mind be in you. You see, it's easy for us to read this description of Jesus Christ and to admire his obedience from a distance. And yes, it's something to be amazed at, but we're to also follow that example. We're to imitate what Jesus did so that our flesh becomes obedient unto the things of the Spirit. Oh, there's a lot of people that they want to imitate some of the things of Jesus Christ. They want to imitate the miracles and opening the blind eyes and healing the sick and raising the dead. We all want to do those things. But you see, Jesus would have never done those things if he hadn't learned to be obedient. God is not interested in showing his glory to those who will not be obedient. Oh, I want to tell you, they may be touched by it. They may catch a little glimpse of it from time to time. But the true glory of God will only be revealed to those that God can trust it with. Can God trust us? Can God trust me? Can God trust you? God can't trust us if we haven't passed the test of obedience. I pray tonight that we would just determine once and for all, God, whatever you want me to do, speak to my heart, Lord. Lead my family, God. Let your hand be upon me because I want to be obedient to your word. I want to do what you've called me to do. Whatever it is, Lord, have your way in me. Hallelujah. Jesus humbled himself and became obedient even unto the death of the cross. And this was something that he could only experience by coming down from the throne of heaven and becoming a man. When God sits on the throne in all of heaven's glory, there is no one that he obeys. He is God and he is God alone. But God decided to become like us, to leave heaven's glory and to come in the form of a man and in order to become obedient. Even unto the death of the cross. Now, someone once wrote that to die on the cross was really the bottom rung in a ladder from the throne of God. And Jesus came all the way down to the most despised death of all as a condemned criminal who died on a cursed cross. You see, a victim of crucifixion in those days, it was a shameful thing. It was a shameful way to die. Even the Jews considered it was so shameful that they said that the cross, it was cursed by God. So here's Jesus humbling himself, even in obedience to the death of dying on the cross. There's no limit to what God will do to demonstrate his love for us. Aren't you thankful? He was willing to pay the price. He was willing to do it for you and to do it for me that we might be free from sin, that we could have hope of eternity with him. Oh, if Jesus had to pass this test of obedience, who are we to think we can escape it? There is a test that determines how far we'll go in the kingdom of God. Oh, how much is God able to trust us? How are we going to fit into the plans of God? It's a test of obedience. And there's only one way to pass this test, by humbling ourselves before him and learning to be obedient. Have we had any tests lately? Did we miss the test? Sometimes I think that's happening. You know, God has a little test for us, and we just blow right by it and think, oh, you know, I'll just carry on with my way. And did we pass the test? Did we fail the test? God, help us tonight. Help us tonight. Lord, I pray that you'd help us to be so sensitive to your spirit and to your voice that we don't miss the test. Oh, come on, that his voice isn't speaking to us and we just blow right past it because we're so busy. But Lord, help me to hear your voice. I want to pass this test. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, he said, "For to this end also did I write, that I might know the proof of you, whether ye be obedient in all things." That I may know the proof of you. What's he saying there? He says, I want to test you. I'm going to prove you. I'm going to give you a test to see if you are obedient in everything. Paul was writing to the Christians that were in Corinth. He was saying, I want you to be obedient in all things. Well, that sounds controlling. Paul, what are you telling me? You're trying to tell me how to live and what to do and what I can't do. And how dare you preach like that, Paul? If we want to pass the test, God's looking for people that will completely surrender to him. Lord, I'm surrendered to you. You're God of my life. I'm obedient unto you, unto your word. Tell me what to do, Lord, and I'll do your will. And so these little requests that God gives us, the simple little test along the way, those pop quizzes, so to speak, in life, to show whether or not we've been obedient, they often serve as stepping stones to the most wonderful blessings in life. Oh, I want to tell you, these little tests, they're rich with rewards. The return is so very great. Oh, the blessings that are brought by obedience. In these verses we read tonight for our text, Simon Peter, he shows us what can happen when we say yes to God. Jesus was teaching on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, and there was a large crowd that gathered around. They were pressing in close so that they could hear the word of God. And can you kind of see it with me here today? And here was this crowd, and they all wanted to hear his every word, and so they're pressing in close. And the crowd was really so big that Jesus, he gets into one of the boats. And so they put out a little bit from the shore so that he could speak to all the people. And Luke says that he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, Simon Peter. And Peter must have felt so privileged that Jesus wanted to teach from his boat. And I'm sure that Peter was paying close attention to everything that Jesus said. And when Jesus was done teaching, he turns and says to Peter, he says, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." He wanted something good for Peter. Peter let him use his boat. So he's going to give Peter something good, and Jesus was going to give him more in return. We've got to remember that every time God asks us for something in our life, whatever it might be, we can never give something to the Lord where he doesn't give us more back. We never end up with the short end of the stick with Jesus. He never takes advantage of us. It's always for our good. It's always for the better. The enemy wants you to focus, only on what obedience costs without considering the rewards. But don't let the enemy steal the blessings and the favor of God. Oh, I tell you, the return we get back from the Lord is always greater than anything we ever give up. Amen. Don't be looking at the cost today, but remember the reward. God has your best interest in mind. Peter, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. But master, we've toiled all night and caught nothing. the last thing I want to do when I fished all night and caught nothing is go fish some more. And I'm sure there was a lot of excuses that came to Peter's mind. I've worked all night. I'm tired. I'm sure he thought, well, I know a lot more about fishing than this carpenter does. I'm sure he thought, well, the best fishing is at night. It's not during the daytime. And right now it's time to go home. We've already washed our nets. I'm sure all of that was going through Peter's mind. Master, we fished all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. Nevertheless, at your word. That was Peter's great declaration of faith. Even though there was all kinds of reasons not to do what you say, Lord, I'm still going to trust your word. Oh, I'm going to trust your word. I tell you, throughout history, God's people have lived according to their confidence in his word. Hallelujah. His word created light. His word made the sun and the moon and the stars and the planets. At his word, there was life that came to the earth. At his word, creation is held together and sustained. At his word, nations rise and nations fall. History unfolds according to his great plan. It's all at the word of God. I want to tell you, when we hear the word of God, when God speaks to us, it's not by accident. It's not just to tickle our ear. It's not to lead us in a wrong direction. It's for our good. It's for our good. I know there may be all kinds of reasons why God's word doesn't make sense sometimes, but I've come to tell somebody, God looks beyond the natural. God sees what we can't see. God knows what we don't know. And when we trust his word, hallelujah. At your word, Lord. Peter let down his net, and what happened? Luke chapter 5, verse 6. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes. Now, I learned in school you're supposed to just say fish, but when the Bible says it, we can say it, I guess. And their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships so that they began to sink. Peter's obedience paved the way for a life-changing blessing. And it was the beginning of a lifetime of living by faith for the Lord. What is it that God has asked us to do? What is it that doesn't make sense in the natural? Oh, it doesn't add up according to our mathematics. But if we're willing to let God be God and do whatever he wants to in our life, if we're willing to follow his word, Peter left the results up to the Lord. He said, okay, Lord, I'll do what you say. I'll let down the net. Sometimes we don't step out in faith and we don't answer the call of God because we're worried we can't produce the results. God says, well, go pray for this person. But what if the prayer doesn't work? What if they're not healed? What if the answer doesn't come? And so we start thinking about the results. We are not responsible for the results. We're responsible to do what God tells us to do. Hallelujah. God's not looking for us to produce the results. He's looking for us to be obedient. And then he steps in and he brings the results and he does the work. He's just looking for a willing vessel. I believe that this year could be one of the greatest years of revival that this church has ever seen. I believe it. I believe it. If we can learn to obey the voice of God, if we can overcome all of the excuses, if we'll be willing to step out in faith. Oh, come on. If we'll stop worrying about the results and if we'll focus on being obedient, let God do the work. Let God bring the souls. Let God set people free. But we've got to be obedient to do what He has called us to do. Hallelujah. When we obey God, even in the small things, even in the small things, it's an essential step to receiving His greatest blessings. I want to challenge you to look for every day, just little ways every day, to obey the voice of God. Practice obedience. Practice obedience. Obedience is not, it's not just when we're happy to do whatever God's telling us to do. True obedience is following God's will whether we like it or not. When it makes sense and when it doesn't. When it's something we want to do, and especially when it's something our flesh doesn't want to do. Jesus was obedient unto the death of the cross, but His flesh didn't want to be obedient. But He said, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. His flesh did not want to go through that pain and suffering. But then He said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Obedience requires our flesh to submit to God's will. If it's been a while since our flesh has had to submit, we need to get to an altar in prayer. We need to ask God, Lord, what is it in my life that You're not pleased with? What is it, Lord, that when You look at me that You would change? What is it in me, God, that can be different so that I can be more like You? Not my will, but Yours be done. Not my will, but Your will be done. It's obeying God, even in the small things, that leads us to the greatest blessings. Imagine if Peter had said anything else but yes. Oh, I've already been fishing today. No, thank you. I'm cleaning my nets. And go ask another boat. You know, maybe they'll do it. If he would have, he would have missed the greatest fishing experience he'd ever had in his whole life. But because he was obedient, the Lord arranged a miracle that he would never forget. And not only was Peter's life changed that day, but they caught so much fish, their net broke. And they had to call their partners, hey, come help us. Come on, bring the ship over here. Come help. And when they came, the fish filled up both ships so that they began to sink. When Peter said yes to Jesus, it resulted in a miracle that transformed not just one fisherman's life, but the entire group of fishermen. And think about the people on the shore. They got to see a real live demonstration of the power of obedience right before their very eyes. They witnessed the supernatural, all because a man was obedient. The blessings that God pours out on us, it's not just for us, but it's for those around us too. Oh, our obedience, it's not just about us, but it affects everybody around us. Obedience has a lasting effect. Our family will be impacted. Our church will be blessed from it. Our nation will be blessed. People in your neighborhood, they don't even know it, but they're blessed because of your obedience unto God. Obeying God not only affects us, but all of those around us too. They're impacted because of the blessings that come from obedience. When a father obeys God and commits his life to the Lord, his entire family reaps the benefits and the blessings and the rewards. When a mother spends time in prayer, not only is her life blessed because of answer prayers, but it affects her husband, her children, her church. When a child is obedient, it blesses their parents. The blessings of obedience just keep continuing on and on and on. When we obey God, we will not be disappointed. Even as Peter's throwing out that net, he probably assumed that he was going home empty-handed. He's probably thinking, this night of fishing has been a total disappointment. And these instructions from Jesus, it's just a waste of time. But when he obeyed, Jesus brought about a miracle that gripped him with excitement. And Jesus turned an empty boat into one that was full. Two boats that were full. Obeying God is always the right course of action. Don't you know God can take our emptiness too? Just like Peter's boat, they left, it was overflowing. God can fill us with whatever our life is missing. If we'll learn to live a life of obedience, we'll find fullness in Him. Obedience unto God, it always leads to a blessing. The blessing can come in all sorts of ways. Oh, when we don't understand why God is asking us to do something, but we do it anyway, God rewards us with a peace and with a joy. Oh, that this world could never give us. But you know, I've been obeying, I've been obedient unto the Lord, and I'm in God's hand, and I'm in His will, and I've got the blessings of the Lord upon me. If you're hesitant tonight about obeying God in something, I want to tell you, have faith that God is able. The same all-powerful God that keeps our heart beating and the planets orbiting around the sun through space, that same God is able to handle your life and your situation and your need and your circumstance. We just need to follow the leading of His Spirit. God, I'll be obedient. Just tell me what to do. Just show me where to go, Lord. Just help me to hear Your voice, and I'll be obedient. If you're indecisive tonight about obeying the voice of God in your life, just consider with me what happens when some would refuse obedience. Do you remember King Saul? God told him, He said, go destroy the enemy. But Saul had a bunch of excuses, and those excuses affected Israel forever. He said, well, I've saved some of the enemy cattle so that we could sacrifice them to the Lord. Sounds like a noble cause, you know. I said, I've learned about myself and about others, we'll do everything we can to justify what we want to do. we'll do everything you can. Well, you know, and we can explain it away and all of this, but if we're not obeying God, look what happened to Saul. 1 Samuel 15:22. And Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, He hath also rejected thee from being king. Sometimes we come up with these excuses of why we don't want to do whatever it is God's leading us to do. And here's what we do. We reason within our mind and we say, well, you know, I may not be obedient in everything, but look at all I do for God. Look at, you know, all I am doing. I might not be answering His call in every area of my life, but look at what I am doing. I'm praying and I'm giving and I serve on this ministry team, and I serve here and there, but to obey is better than sacrifice. To
to obey is better than sacrifice. Are we obedient? For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. There's a test that we all must pass, and it's the test of obedience. But oh, the blessings that are brought out through obedience. I believe tonight that there's people, maybe even under the sound of my voice here, that there's been a struggle. There's been a struggle maybe recently. And it's not that you're just in outright rebellion against the Lord. It's not that you're backslid. It's not that you're not a good person. There's just something maybe that God's saying, I want you to stretch in this area, or I want you to answer this call, or I want you to be willing to be used in this anointing, or whatever it is. And there's a struggle. Because every level that we advance in the kingdom, there is some costs that go with it. And so the enemy would love to keep us comfortable where we're at, but God's saying, I've got more. And I believe God is saying to this church, I've got more. I've got greater things. I've got a greater revival. I've got a greater outpouring of my spirit. I have a greater work that I'm wanting to do. But oh, we've got to listen to his voice, because along with all of that that's hanging out there in potential, there's a direction from God. And God's saying to this one, here's the ministry I want you to begin to flow into. And here's the Bible study that I want you to start teaching. And here's the prayers that I want you to start praying. And here's the things I'm wanting you to do. And our flesh says, no, I don't want to go to that kind of level of commitment. And I don't want to get to that level of whatever it might be that God's calling us to be at. But we've got to not listen to the voice of the flesh. And we've got to say, not my will, Lord, but your will be done. And so, God, I'll stretch. Lord, stretch me, Lord. Help me to raise up to that next level, because I want to see the blessings that are brought about because of obedience. Hallelujah. Would you stand with me in closing here tonight? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, I want to tell you tonight, I believe that God has already prepared it. He's already made a way. He already has a plan of everything that he's going to do, and the blessings that are going to come from it, the blessings for this church, the blessings for your life, for your family. But he's looking for a willing vessel. Was there somebody here tonight that you'd say, Lord, here I am. Here I am, Lord. And if you can use anything, Lord, use me. I may not have all the talent. I may not have all the ability, but Lord, I'll do this. I'll be obedient. I'll be obedient. Hearing the voice of the Lord is one of the most awesome, reverent things that could ever happen in our life. I think sometimes people think, well, I'll never hear the voice of the Lord. That's just for super spiritual people. I want to tell you what, right here, this is the voice of the Lord. This is the Word of God. This year, I want us all to read through our Bible. Now, we're already in March. Is that right? Wow. Time is flying by. If you haven't got started, you're behind. But there's hope. There's hope. Okay? Start reading 5 chapters in the morning, 5 chapters at night. If that's too much, read 2 chapters in the morning and 3 chapters at night. And just start, and just make a start. But here's what you'll find. As you start reading this Word of God, there'll be a hunger. There'll be a hunger created for it. And if you go a day without reading, you'll be like, wow, I need to go find my Bible, because I miss hearing the voice of the Lord in my life. And as we read the Word of God, we start to tune in. You have a radio, but if it's tuned the wrong frequency, you're not going to hear the music. You're not going to hear the message that's coming across the airwaves. But as you start reading your Bible, you start to tune in. And your heart starts to be sensitive to the voice of God. And then there's something about somebody who's been faithfully reading the Word of God when they go to prayer. It's an altogether different experience. It's easy to get in His presence. It's easy to start feeling His touch and hearing His voice speak to your heart because you're tuned in. If we're going to be obedient to the Lord, we've got to learn to hear His voice. And then when God speaks to us, no matter how crazy it might seem, no matter how much our flesh doesn't want to do it, we have to say, God, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll answer your call. Is there anybody here tonight that you know God has been speaking to your life and just whatever it is, you just want to be willing, Lord, use me, God. Whatever it is, I'm willing, God. I'll be obedient. I wonder if you just make your way to this altar right now and say, Lord, my life is yours. My life is not my own, but I've been bought with a price. And so, Lord, I'll serve you. I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'm willing. I'm a willing vessel. And I pray that your will be done in my life and in my family and in my heart tonight. God, I want to be obedient unto you. Forgive me the times, Lord, that I failed you. Forgive me of those times that I wasn't obedient unto your voice. Forgive me those times, Lord, maybe I was in rebellion against your will in my life. But Lord, I lay my life on the altar right now. And Lord, I want to be obedient. I want to obey you in everything. I want you to look at my life and be pleased with every area of my heart, Lord. Let your will be done in me. Let your will